Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
All right, Maria, what are we looking at? Good week or a bad week for telly?
Actually, a really good week.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I had too much on my list.
Oh, wow.
To take some off.
That don't happen very often.
No, certainly not recently. I did see the Eurovision. Did you see they came out and said, guys, we have four plans in place to make sure that you guys get a Eurovision in 2021.
Okay, so meaning that when one falls, they move to plan B, that falls into plan. So eventually, hopefully, we'll get one no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. So plan A is obviously everything goes ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a vaccine found and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And then they just have to start stripping things away, you know.
Yeah.
But there's
four plans. That's good to hear.
Yeah. They said, we've been working on four scenarios to ensure that the contest goes ahead and a new winner is crowned on Saturday, the 22nd of May, 2021.
Do any of those scenarios feature Ireland doing well? I'd be interested in that one.
Plan D is we screen the Will Ferrell Eurovision movie and Ireland win.
Although disappointed that there were no Irish stars in that movie.
Yeah, I thought we had earned a right to be at least mentioned.
I don't think that's got into it. Like, it's just a movie.
We've been so irrelevant for too long.
Like,
in our minds, we're like, oh my God, we're the Eurovision guys. We've won it. But like, everyone's like, well, what have you done in the last 20 years?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Nothing at all.
We barely got to the finals.
Then over the weekend, I started watching Ratched. On Netflix, the series on Netflix. It's about, so did you watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
I say that as if it's like not from the 60s.
Yes,
but you've seen it.
Yes, it's a great movie. One of my wife's favourite movies.
So it's Johnny's favourite movie, but I haven't watched it. I've never seen it.
Why have you not watched your fella's favourite movie?
Well, because it just never came up. I only learned yesterday it was his favourite movie.
Right. You only learned yesterday. All right, that's okay.
But basically, Nurse Ratched is the main character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The
I have
villain.
To explain it like to people that haven't seen it like me, right?
Yeah.
So she's a like crazy asylum nurse.
Yeah.
It's her origin story, basically. So you don't need to have seen it.
Gotcha.
But obviously you'll know what type of character she is if you have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sorry, asylum? This is not the nature documentary I thought I was going to be watching.
With Ratched?
Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh.
This is clearly something different.
Yes, a very different actually.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, it's about how she got her job in the asylum and what led her to that point.
Gotcha.
I've watched three episodes. It's actually very good.
Is it a horror kind of thing or is it like a psychological thriller thing? Like,
It's not a horror. There's a bit of gore in it.
All right.
I struggle a little bit with gore, so I play games on my phone to
when there's gore.
Bring me back down to earth. Johnny's like, you should probably go into your game now. And I'm like, yeah, okay, just tell me when it's over.
It's not jump scary or things like that, is it? Like,
No, okay. It's not jumpy at all. It's very, very good though. You
and
should
where
watch.
Is
it's
that?
Been up there since Friday.
Netflix. Netflix,
yeah.
Ratched. Yeah.
And it's Sarah Paulson. You'll know her when you see her.
Yeah, I know Sarah
but
Paulson.
But
yeah.
I wouldn't have known what her name is.
Yeah.
And then the Emmys, obviously, we spoke about earlier on. It's on tonight on Sky One at 11. So they do a live COVID test on Jason Sudeikis.
Gotta see that.
There's tuxedo hazmat suits and parties all over America with all of the big celebs wearing their dresses and everything.
Paul Mescal's plant.
Paul Mescal's plant.
And the three girls from Friends all together. One gaff.
Right.
Yeah.
For the awards, which is always fun to see.
They're backstage.
Oh, they're actually backstage.
Yeah, they're actually there. And Jason Bateman is there as well. And for everyone that's not there, there's a cardboard cutout of them. So you won't miss them. And then the Great British Bake Off starts again tomorrow.
Oh, this is the one that they shot in with all those rules and regs in lockdown.
Yeah, so it's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow on Channel 4. Matt Lucas is presenting for his first season. And yeah, all the 12 bakers had to live together. And like as their own little bubble,
yeah.
So that the filming could keep going and everybody was okay. So they were quite strict in that. But their first test is Battenberg cakes.
Love Battenberg.
And I hate Battenberg so much. Isn't it? Is it marzipan?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the squares?
Yeah, squares, yellow and pink squares.
And yellow.
Marzipan, get out.
Yeah, get out.
Love it. Almond. Amazing. Can't get enough.
And then their second test is 3D cake bust of their hero, their icon.
Ooh. Oh.
Like, that's a very hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, because you could be good at baking, but terrible at art.
Yeah.
And suddenly your Iron Man looks like some kind of tomato head.
I just want someone to do the Lionel Richie head from the Hello video in it as a cake. That would be amazing.
I want to see that. And then my movie of the week is new to Netflix on Wednesday. It's Enola Holmes. So it's basically Sherlock Holmes' little sister solving a mystery. She's played by Millie Bobby Brown. Sherlock Holmes is Henry Cavill. The mammy is Helena Bonham Carter.
Wow.
So it's a really big cast. Also, Sherlock Holmes' brother is, you know, the guy, the politician guy in Peaky Blinders. He seems to pop up in everything now. He's a all really right. kind of skinny, prim and proper English guy with a tiny mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He has that mustache in everything I've seen him in since Peaky Blinders.
He looks like a dashing young man.
Oh, he is. Rather dashing. Yeah. I'll play a little clip of Enola.
My mother named me Enola, which backwards spells alone. And yet, we were always together. And it was wonderful. She was my whole world. Which leads me onto the second thing you need to know. A week ago, I awoke.
Mother?
To find that my mother was missing. And she did not return.
I'm presently on the way to collect my brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes. The famous detective, my genius brother. He will have all the answers.
Enola. Where's your hat and your gloves?
Well, I have a hat. Just makes my head itch. And I have no gloves.
My God.
A wild woman brought up a wild child.
Enola Holmes. I'd be into that.
I would ever so love to be in one of those programs. And just for one episode of something, be that kind of person. Having Pims in the garden and talking to Mama ever so loudly.
A rebellious little sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
Looking for her lost mother. Claflin is your man's name.
Sam Claflin.
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 Yeah. He was Oswald Mosley.
Oswald Mosley, yes.
In Peaky Blinders, yeah.
Can I just hijack your telly for a second to give you the final four in my best box set ever World Cup?
Yeah.
The Wire came in fourth.
Right.
Excellent.
Breaking Bad came in third.
Excellent.
Peaky Blinders came in second.
Excellent.
Whopper.
And the winner, voted by my Instagram followers as the best box set ever, was Love Hate.
What?
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't. It's a love of Irish things, which is good, because there was a time not so long ago, if anything was Irish from the telly, we'd be all scoffing at it.
No,
so I think it's actually a good positive reflection on where Irish TV has got to.
Yeah, but your system is flawed.
How is it flawed?
Because
they just vote.
Sometimes you have two terrible things against each other and you have to just pick the best of
the
bad
bunch. Computer chooses. I can't. I don't set them up that way.
Flawed.
If you want to come up with another way of running it, let me know.
No, thanks.
But anyway, that's the winner. Maria, thanks very much. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hold.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.